Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number two, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number to be part of the conversation here with us. We're going to get to your calls momentarily. Listen, you can give me all the optimism you want about the Jets in this offseason. It's nice C.J. Mosley worked out his deal. That it's just good for him. He gets an extra year guaranteed. But the Jets get $8 million in cap space, so that's good. How are they going to use it? How are they going to build this team? With Aaron Rodgers, you don't have a window. You have like a portal. It's very small. You gotta win now. They have to be all in on win now. And where are we going? When are we going to start seeing the win now? That's what I want to know. Meanwhile, on this story, Bart, there is some news that about 15 minutes ago, Aaron Rodgers tweeted. And so this is a story. You and I were like, I don't want to do this, right? Yeah, we both agree, I don't want to do this. But because he tweeted, now kind of have to.
Okay.
All right. Aaron Rodgers, as everybody knows, yesterday there was a CNN report about something that 10, 11 years ago that he said to a CNN reporter. It wasn't recorded. It wasn't an interview. It was a conversation they had at the Kentucky Derby. Now, I can only imagine. It was at a party, by the way, at the Kentucky Derby.
Is this Don Lemon trying to get some people to listen to his
it wasn't Don Lemon. It was a female.
I'm just playing.
And again, female party at after Kentucky Derby. I'm thinking.
Liquor.
Might have had some stuff in the system. Okay. But I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying a lot of things that, you know, when you see the report, you're like, damn. Sadly, in this world, there are some. Or maybe one guy named Alex Jones, who's now paying his life for it, who was stupid enough to try to insinuate the idea that what the tragedy at Sandy Hook was somehow a government conspiracy, that it was made of. I don't want to repeat the things he said because it's so awful and disgusting and vile that it doesn't even deserve our airwaves. But because this report came out saying that Rodgers sort of echoed those same sentiments in this conversation with said reporter all those years ago at a party after the Kentucky Derby, now it becomes a bigger deal. Aaron Rodgers tweeted just a few minutes ago. He said, as I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected, along with the entire Sandy Hook community. And that's what he wrote. Aaron Rodgers on Twitter about 20 minutes ago. So after that, I don't know what to say. A hearsay report. He says what he said. No one will be satisfied because clearly you are never really innocent. You are always guilty first. And the problem with this is because Aaron does have, as we know, stated many times publicly, a different train of thought about things. He is an alternative thinker. There's no doubt about that. And some of the things that he says does ruffle feathers and get people caught up. So you want to believe that he must be in that InfoWars kind of mindset to think something like this. And I can't imagine there's any human on earth that would think this way, but clearly there is one because he made it very public, and now he's, like I said, he's paying with his life. He's literally, all of his money is gone because of this. And well, so Rodgers had to do something to go on the record immediately and shut this down as fast as he could. And it all comes out moments, which is to me a coincidence, is it? Moments after RFK Jr. decides I'm putting him on a list of people I want to consider for Vice President of the United States for an independent
politics.
Party.
Nothing dirty in politics. I tell you what. I wish P.S. I'm not running for president. I wish he would have said that too.
I wish that was also here. I wanted this to be a thread so bad that added that part of it. You know, maybe he writes it on a napkin like Belichick. I do not want to be the VP of the USA, right? But he didn't do that part. But he did do at least this part, and this is something, again, you got to respond to something like that. You can't let that linger for more than a day. Unfortunately, it almost did. Right, so that's that part of the news. I don't want to make a – I really don't feel like getting into a debate about this stuff. I certainly don't want to hear from any of you wackadoodles who think that Sandy Hook was some type of conspiracy. I'll hang up on you real damn fast.
Yeah, we ain't doing that.
We're not playing that. But Rogers said this. This had to be made public, and I made sure to say it. So there we are.
Okay.
The vice president stuff, I still don't know why he hasn't said, I'm all set. But he hasn't. He should, but he hasn't.
All right, so let's get back to what we were talking about.
Right, which is his team and protecting this guy from getting hurt again and how the Jets haven't done that yet.
Okay.
That's my concern.
Can I go to my – you want me to go to my list of options?
You could, yeah.
Okay, well,
go.
We know for a fact Donovan Smith wants to be here.
Yes, Donovan Smith has made it abundantly clear that he would love to play for the Jets. It's personal for him.
31 years old.
Won a Super Bowl last year. Won two
Super Bowls. Protected for Aaron Rodgers. Protected for Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's
okay.
One.
Remember, he's a Long Island guy. He went to Penn State. Obviously, was with the Bucs, with the Chiefs, and did talk about this before even the – I believe it was like in the playoffs, right, where he said – playing for the Jets would be like a dream for him.
Okay. So let's go to Josh Jones, which I've talked about, 27 years old. He's out there from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his spot to Laremy Tunsil, of course, and played other parts. But, you know, he still is a young guy that could be a lot better, kind of like Eric Dotson, and given a chance could be a left tackle. Okay. 27 years old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Still options, right? Still selling options for you. Okay.
Yep.
Yas Nijemann, right? Left tackle. Green Bay, 28 years old. He's out there.
You lost me. See, this is where you start giving
names. No, he plays left tackle and right tackle.
No idea who these people are.
How many lineman names do you really know anyway? You know what I'm saying? Let's start with that one.
Right, listen, I'm speaking for the listeners.
And this name I've been telling you for a long time, Audris Peete. Remember I was talking about him all offseason?
Yes. I thought – wait, is he a left tackle or I thought he was a guard?
No, he plays left tackle.
He's left tackle? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Last year he played guard, but he's a left tackle.
Oh, right. Okay. So I was right. He was a guard.
Right. But that's because they kept drafting left tackles. Mm-hmm. They drafted a dude from Northern Iowa a couple years ago. So Austin Peay's still out there.
Okay.
Right? Left tackle. Remember, you don't need Laremy Tunsil when you got all the other rest of the lineup. You need a good left tackle. Guy Beckton's still out there, but we ain't going down that road, right? So, I mean, like, that's just guys right there. Before we even get to the fact, you know, what I think a sneaky pick for the Jets could be is if they somehow find a way, like, to maybe even sign Jadeveon Clowney if he can't really find money. He had his best season last year.
I think he's supposed – who is he meeting with today?
Yeah, he's meeting with people. He ain't signed yet, so.
Yeah, no – I thought there was something pretty close, actually.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I thought I saw his name pop up with a team. Yeah, all right, but go ahead. No, go ahead.
And as far as receiver, I'm still – listen, you know, most people may not want him because he's been injured, but, you know, Curtis Samuels is a baller. He was part of the DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, and with the Panthers. Now, he was hurt when he was in with the Commanders, but this dude can play ball. And he's only 28 years old. I mean, I would bring him in, you know, just regardless. You know what I'm saying? Another Ohio State guy.
Yeah. Samuel is talented, but as we learned in Washington, he just always found himself hurt.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you'll be
hurt all their receivers down there.
Maybe you find yourself being hurt if you play for the Commanders too.
But didn't it seem like all their receivers like, – wasn't
Dotson.
Dotson was always hurt. Yeah, like that was –
Scary Terry was the only one to kind of – once again, another Ohio State guy. So maybe maybe go with an Ohio State team.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good. But, like, Curtis Samuels is somebody that I would consider. If you can get Curtis Samuel and Hunter Renfrew and you get them on good prices
– Oh, Hunter Renfrew is that other name, right. The Raiders, instead of doing anything
slot,
with Devontae Adams,
the
they released Hunter Renfrew instead.
Yeah. I mean, so if the Jets got Hunter Renfrew and Curtis Samuels, would you be tripping?
I wouldn't be tripping, no. I wouldn't be tripping.
So that what I'm saying
you certainly would have
options.
A lot more talent in that wide receiver room. They'd be better. I'd still have some trepidation.
You still got your number one.
All right, before we get back to the Colts, though, do you at least – now, again, take the player hat off for a minute. Do you at least acknowledge, though, what I'm saying? I would expect a franchise that has Aaron Rodgers and in the place that they're in, what I would expect them to do is to go all in. And I'm talking about I'm getting the best players I can get, and I am loading up around him, and we're going
to
go for it.
Yes, that's what
and I know that in a like what the Rams did when they got Stafford. Like I know in another year, I understand we're going to be paying for this, but we're going for it. Like the Rams got Stafford and they loaded up, and the Jets aren't doing that. And I'm kind of like, why?
But I'm trying to understand where are they going to load up at? You're saying go make.
I just told you what you have one good receiver, one.
Mm-hmm.
You have no left tackle.
Right.
Those are two critical positions.
Right. So if
defense,
they go draft.
I'm fine on defense. Defense is fine. If they draft a freaking defensive player in the first round, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, they are fine on defense.
Right. So if they draft, it was historically bad, Bart.
And you can't tell me it was just because of the quarterback. And if you tell me it is, then this guy needs to be protected by all costs. And if you tell me it's the offensive coordinator, then the franchise is screwed more than I can even imagine.
Okay, so if they go out and get Curtis Samuels, Renfrew, Joe Alt, and draft or go get Tyron Smith, and then draft the kid from Georgia, would you shut up?
I wouldn't shut up because I would still.
How wouldn't you shut
like
up? They went out and got the number one tight end that might get you 1,000 yards or 800 yards receiving. They go get you Curtis Samuel, who's a war daddy, and Hunter Renfrew, who's a Wes Welker catching machine, to go with Garrett Wilson.
I would need something.
And go get you Tyron Smith.
All right, so Tyron Smith.
You just can't be shut up then.
So Tyron Smith, and then maybe like Bakhtiari as well, because I know that Tyron Smith is probably not going to play every game.
If you get Tyron Smith, you're not getting Bakhtiari.
Why?
Because I'd rather go get a guy like Josh Jones that once he leaves, who's got potential, can mess around and be the starter. You still got Carter Warren there that you drafted as well that played last year.
One or the other. But I know I'm going to need some depth. If you give me Tyron Smith, you better tell me that there's also a secondary feature that, like,
he played 928 snaps last year.
You see what I mean? Like, you understand what I'm saying? I need to know that I've got protection for a guy that I know has gotten hurt a lot.
I'm not tripping if they get Hollywood Brown either.
There's a reason why. What would this be like his fourth team in 5 years?
No, it's be his second. He's only in two teams. He got traded for a first round draft pick to the Cardinals.
He was with.
So what did he do?
He was with
Lamar Jackson,
Baltimore.
And then he went there. Yes, he got traded for a first round draft pick. That's a pretty damn. That means people think he's good.
And then had that work out.
I mean, who was his quarterback last year? Yeah, thanks.
I understand.
Who was his quarterback last year?
Because
the guy he went to play
with
got hurt.
I believe, like, with Baltimore, when you want receivers, they didn't want to pay him, right?
They didn't want to pay him. No, he asked to be traded because he didn't like the offense because it was Greg Roman running the ball all the time.
That's right.
He had 1,000 yards. He had 1,100 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm. So they acquiesced, right? Is that what they did?
Okay, yeah, right.
Fine.
They
we'll
said
get
you
rid
want
of
go
a
buy.
Really good wide receiver for our MVP quarterback because he's not happy.
No, he said, I want to be out. And they got a first-round draft pick for him because he had 1,100 yards receiving.
All I know is I went into the offseason with dreams of Davante Adams.
Okay, but so
okay?
what?
And now, like, you're telling me Hollywood Brown, who is how tall?
What do you mean?
How tall?
5'10".
Mm.
Okay. I'm telling you, if you get Hollywood Brown, you could buy in two receivers, not one. You get Hollywood Brown, you might get Hunter Renfrew.
Again, I need to see that happen, though, and it hasn't happened.
It's Thursday!
I know it's Thursday. Look at what other teams have done so far.
If teams have done so much, why is Tyron Smith still available, Mike Williams, Kendall Fuller, Hollywood Brown, Stephon Gilmore, Chase Young, Eric Armstead, like, Curtis Samuel, Jadeveon Clowney, who had 10 sacks last year. Yeah. Justin Jefferson, who was the
Justin
best
Jefferson's
safety in the
not
league.
Available. Like, he's just with Minnesota.
Justin Simmons.
Okay.
Who's the number one safety in the league.
Mm-hmm. Safeties. Yeah. You're telling me about safeties.
Okay, Connor Williams, number one. He's coming off injury. Mm-hmm. Kevin Zeitler. Like, yeah. It's still good players. Devin
White.
You're
giving me guards and safeties, like I said.
I'm giving you players that are still out there that are ballers.
I don't need most of the players you told me. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is
when you have needs, you want to be ahead of everybody else and get the best available to fill your needs.
Look how they don't do that. Look how mad you were. Look how mad you were when Saquon left. And before we got off 10 minutes after we got off the air. 10 minutes after we got off the air, the Giants shut your ass up.
I was not mad
about
Saquon.
I'm playing, please, Joe Douglas, shut this man's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He's panicking.
Yeah.
He ain't got no poker face. He's ready to fold him.
I told you that. You know
peeing
why?
In his pants.
Because history tells me that this isn't going to go well.
Why?
Because history tells me this. Because they went into the season last year with that putrid offensive line with Aaron Rodgers and thought they'd get away with it. And four plays in, what happened? The season ended. And now we're in the offseason. We all know, okay, got to fix this. So we start a couple of pieces to fix it. Good. But the most important piece, still not there yet.
Let's go to Habib. Let's go to Habib. Maybe
Garrett is on his own out there, somehow gets 1,000 yards with the worst quarterback play you could possibly see, and we still got to get somebody to protect him. Like, this is my point.
Can we go to Habib? Let's go to Habib so he can help us out.
All right, go to Habib. Habib in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Habib. Bart doesn't want to talk to me, so you talk to him.
I'm on board with Bart. I think you need to go. They need to go get Tyron Smith. He was ranked number four by PFF, and as far as left tackles, and he had a great year last year. And everybody feels that Bakhtiari is going to be a given, that he's going to be here.
Yeah.
You could rotate between them at left tackle, and I don't think Alt gets past Tennessee because they need serious upgrades on their O-line also.
Yep.
So I think we fix left tackle in free agency, and you go out and you get Brock Bowers. The guy is a matchup nightmare. Look what Gronk did all those years against us and against the entire NFL. He's Gronk. He's a matchup nightmare, got great hands, can move, and is very physical. When's the last time we've had anybody who can go over the middle and had safeties flinching?
Dustin Kettle.
I mean, but he was –
No, I'm talking about as far as pass receiving. I'm talking about a pass threat.
But he wasn't as physical though. He was an athlete.
No, he was an athlete. He was a passing threat.
I think Brock Bowers is going to fix a lot of problems. Mahomes has Kelce. Buffalo drafted Kincaid, and they got the other
Knox.
Guy Dawson. I mean Dawson Knox, right? I mean.
That tells me even more because you're right. Everything I've read about Bowers, I mean, everybody's raving about what he could be at the NFL level. And so I'm with you. If
would this
he's
shut you
10,
up then, Allen? Would this shut you up?
No,
Allen?
Because I need – again, tell me who the left tackle is. Why, and if you're why, telling me it's
he
somebody –
He just told you Tyron Smith.
Yeah, okay. Then who's the backup left tackle? Because I'm going to need one for Tyron Smith.
Back to Irie and Carter
Moore.
Yep.
This is going to be the deepest offensive line draft in probably, I would say, like the last 7-8 years. Even if they don't get anybody high, they don't get all. If they don't,
go in the third
even
round,
if they don't go after the Penn State, yeah, exactly. This is a very deep draft as far as offensive linemen.
All
they
right.
could draft somebody, get some guys, rotate them, develop them. By next year, maybe we got a star in the making.
Habib, bringing the Kool-Aid, baby. I love it. That's it. That's what Bart needed. Bart needed somebody sitting next to him, pouring out the Kool-Aid. That's what we needed. Medina in Jersey City.
You just don't put on no black Nikes and go up to the moon.
Medina.
That's what you don't do.
Yo, Bart, you owe me an apology, Bart, because I was listening to you, man. You had me hopes. You had my hopes high because you were like, all right, we're going to get Devontae Adams. So I'm thinking that's why Garrett Wilson changed his number. Yeah. All right, that got me hyped a little bit. Then you were talking about 20%. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what we need. That's who we are, 100% we need. And then we got the other guy who gets hurt. So if Jets history repeats itself, if God forbid Aaron Brown just gets hurt again, we got a guy who will probably get hurt again.
Yep.
But at least he got hurt two times, but it was against the Jets. So at least he's on the right side.
Exactly.
So on the right side of the team this time.
Right. See, he can't get hurt if he only gets hurt against
if
the Jets.
He's not playing against the Jets.
Long as they don't have a live practice, we good.
Oh, my God.
Yo, but the GM failed us on the QB. Like this. Allen was right. Like, we wanted that spunk on the QB, and this is what we got.
Yeah.
No, Tyrod, we knew it was going to be musical chairs as far as these backups, right? But Tyrod, when healthy, and I know that hasn't been only when he goes against the Jets, he's not healthy. But even when he came back last year for the Giants, he showed you what he was all about.
Oh, my God.
I get that. He's good. I don't question. I'm just fear of him getting hurt. But even though we don't have to ever play him, hopefully we don't.
Yeah, two halves make a whole, right? Two halves make a whole.
Tyrod went
healthy. I'm always on your side on this
Tyrod went healthy as a good player. You know, Portland, when it's not raining, is a beautiful city. The only problem is it's always freaking raining.
He's been in the league forever. He's only been hurt a couple times. It's not like he had a season-ending injury.
Yeah.
But he didn't
the Arctic Circle, when it's not freezing, is beautiful.
No.
It's a great place to visit.
Funky Cole Medina. Listen, it's not like he got – like, when he lost his job to Baker Mayfield, it's because he got hurt. It wasn't a season-ending injury.
Yeah.
He lost his job when he gets hurt. He don't miss the season when he gets hurt. Even when he got hurt, he came back and ended the finished
the season
with the
Giants. But what are you acknowledging? And what do I don't want out of my backup quarterback? If I lose my starter, what I don't want is to have him get hurt too. So now I'm down to quarterback three.
Oh, my God. Medina,
that's my question. Who is going to be the quarterback three? I mean, I'm thinking
better be somebody good.
I'm thinking they're probably going to get somebody in the sixth round. Maybe if the Jets still have a pick, I'm not sure. But that's the only thing I'm thinking of. Other than that, I don't know who the third QB.
Yeah, listen. I wouldn't be mad if that fourth round draft pick they take the kid from Florida State. That guy hurt.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, kid that got hurt, right?
He's a beast. He had Florida State number one, number two.
See, Medina's with me. You know what I mean? Habib was with you. We spent an hour on the Jets for some reason. They aren't doing anything, yet we're talking about them.
I can't believe it.
Maddening. So you know what we'll do?
Let's cleanse off. Let's talk about the real reason you're mad.
I need to go outside and get some sun right now because it's just – this Jets thing just has me just like – all I keep hearing about is like – you know, all right, this is the year. This is the – and it just –
what do you mean? They're getting money. They're getting money back. You think they're getting money back for no reason?
I hope so. Spend it wisely, please. But come on, boy, I'll say it one more time, and I'm going to leave it alone. Whenever you see a team get something to the level of an Aaron Rodgers
– bro, just because you ain't getting Devontae Adams, now you want to be wet blanket.
You see a team that just goes all in. Whatever it takes, we are loading up and going for it because – we might have this guy for 2 years, but we got to win while we got him. So let's do it now and load it up, and we'll worry. In 2028, we can cry about our poor fortune, but we still have a brand-new Lombardi to smile at, right? Like, the champagne is still going to be wet in the carpet, and we're going to be losing games, but that's all right. You got to do it now.
Jeez, they've replaced.
And I still haven't seen them do it.
Bro, they've replaced all their interior defensive line. They just added to their offensive line. They got two more pieces that they need to get to shut up. So they got
critical
other pieces first.
Pieces. Critical. And everyone that you have made to me are guys who get hurt a lot. I've already been through a year of hurt a lot. I don't want to hurt anymore.
You know they can draft one. They can, if they really want to, they can probably draft the receiver from Washington. So what are you talking about? Maybe. They can draft one if they want.
Okay.
So you know that they for no matter what, one of those holes is going to get plugged regardless.
So a rookie wide receiver is going to
– yeah, Garrett Wilson did what his rookie year?
He was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Is Garrett Wilson still on the team?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that rookie don't need to be Garrett Wilson. He just needs to be half of what Garrett Wilson was his rookie year. Mm. Okay.
Okay. Look, that's what we're going to do. And this is exactly what the Jets do. This is what they sell you. This is exactly what it is. All right, I got to get some sun. I'm stepping out, getting some sun. When we come back, we'll do audio files. We have more calls to get to, 800-919-3776. It is Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Jet fans not happy so far with the offseason Joe Douglas has put together. Earlier this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg, the guys asked Rich Cimini how he would describe the Jets offseason.
Predictably understated. You know, you knew they weren't going to spend a ton of money in free agency. First of all, they didn't have a lot of cap room to spend. I think they came in with about $26 million in cap room, and he's been doing it with some under-the-radar kind of moves. I thought the trade yesterday for Morgan Moses was really good because they get a starting right tackle for a pretty modest price, you know, a $5.5 million salary for this year. It's only a 1-year deal that he's got left. Yeah, I think it's been a typical Joe Douglas offseason.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Get back to calls at 800-919-3776. But I think we got to get away from this Jets conversation. It's just...
Yes, I feel filthy.
It just put me in a bad... Because again... You're just looking and you're just waiting like, okay. Normally, franchises go all in.
You didn't even give him a chance to go all in.
I'm talking about since last year. Like, you get a player like this, and you got to just say to yourself, we can't. And what last year should have taught you is that.
They had to get Quincy Williams and Quinnen Williams.
Time is so precious that you can never just say we got time. You don't have time. You have a 40-year-old quarterback. It's no time.
What do you mean go all in? They signed Quincy and Quinnen last year.
I know.
They made sure that they
drafted a defensive player in the first round.
They didn't know Corey Davis was going to retire.
I know. Listen, like I said, now, okay? That's all I want. I just want to see it. I want to see the Jets show me that they are putting themselves in the conversation for the Super Bowl by making the moves that get you there. The Rams showed us a couple of years ago how you do that. Bring in Matthew Stafford, okay. And then you just load up.
Okay, so they'll sign Hollywood Brown and Odell Beckham, because that's what the Rams did. They signed Odell Beckham.
Very funny. That's not what they did. All right, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
You know what? Never mind the Jets. How about the Giants? What did they do? They went out and made a big splash.
They got a pass rusher.
They got Brian Burns. One of the better ones in the league, right?
Yes.
So they trade for him. They give him $150 million. He's thrilled, of course. So he was introduced to the media and was asked, what was it about New York that intrigued you? And I'm having a day, Bart.
New York has a ton of young pieces. You know, looking down the line, I got Dexter I played with. I came out with Dexter. Thibodeau, I know him. I actually took him on a recruit from Florida State. But they got dogs on the inside. They got a dog behind him at the linebacker core. So it's a lot of talent on his team. I'm just super excited to be a Giant now. I'm ready to start this new journey and really, you know, continue my career. I'm ready to do great things.
Fired up, ready to go. Knows Thibodeau already. Him and Thibodeau on opposite sides of each other with Dexter Lawrence in the middle. What does that mean, Bart?
That means they have no secondary. Since we throwing wet blankets. That means they got no corner, opposite.
You're going Mr.
Banks,
Negative. Look at you.
And they have no safeties. That's what it means.
Haters no ball body. Today. Haters ball. Now, here's something interesting. Rich Eisen had Albert Breer on, you know, from NFL Network. And we have said this about the Giants, because I hate their quarterback situation right now. If they aren't in love with Daniel Jones, which it sounds like they're not, there's not really a future for him here. And they bring in Drew Locke. Like that can't be the answer, right? That can't be it, right? Well, Albert Breer says the Giants might be looking to move up in the draft.
And they are, I can say this, one of the teams that has inquired with teams in the top three about a move up. Doesn't mean it's going to happen,
right?
But they've inquired with teams about doing that. And so I think they're looking at all of their options at quarterback now. And I think that if the right opportunity comes along, they are in position to take the young quarterback now. And Daniel Jones's contract sort of sets up this way, right? Like where, I mean, everybody went crazy and 4 years, $160 million. Really what it was a 2 year, $80 million deal. It allows them to bail from the contract after 2025, which, you know, they knew they weren't drafting one last year. And so, like, now this year puts them in a position where they could draft one and have Daniel Jones there as the placeholder.
And that's exactly what it seems like that they want to do.
So are they going to draft Michael Penix? Because moving up don't make sense to me. Like, why are you moving
from
up?
From six?
Yeah, why move up?
Why not?
Why don't you go get Justin Fields for your second-round draft pick?
Well, I mean,
and then get Malik Nabers. And then you'll give him Malik Nabers. Darren Waller.
But maybe not everybody is as convinced on Justin Fields as the rest of us are.
He cost you $2 million this year
to find the Bears out. And the Bears can't trade him. Nobody wants him.
But it gives you $2 million to find out. You're not willing to get $2 million to find out?
It sounds like it makes sense,
if you don't
Bart.
Want your quarterback. If you don't want your quarterback, the other people that's not jumping at him has their quarterback.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like I'm telling you, what you're saying sounds like it makes a lot of sense. But I don't understand why the market was so dry on him that no one was interested in making a move for him, and that a team like the Raiders went with Gardner Minshew instead of trading for him. Think about that for a minute. A new regime with Antonio Pierce as the coach, trying to make a splash themselves, trying to tell Davante Adams, hey, you want to stay here. And Justin Fields is gettable. And they didn't make the move. Quarterbacks are so valuable in this league, and nobody is trying to trade for this guy. I don't understand that. I don't understand why. And the Giants didn't try to do it either. So we're going to see what happens with that situation. But the Giants poking around to try to trade up tells you that they definitely are trying to figure out their quarterback situation. There's no doubt about that. Rich Cimini, let's go back to the Jets real quick. He was on DNR. Cimini's thoughts on what Joe Douglas has done so far in the offseason. Let's see if he's a wet blanket or if he's Johnny Sunshine like you, Bart.
Predictably understated. You know, you knew they weren't going to spend a ton of money in free agency. First of all, they didn't have a lot of cap room to spend. I think they came in with about $26 million in cap room, and he's been doing it with some under-the-radar kind of moves. I thought the trade yesterday for Morgan Moses was really good because they get a starting right tackle for a pretty modest price, you know, a $5.5 million salary for this year. It's only a one-year deal that he's got left. Yeah, I think it's been a typical Joe Douglas offseason.
Typical Joe Douglas offseason, understated.
Listen, that's so stupid. Like,
why is it stupid?
The Jets have spent more money in the last 5 years. They're top five in spending. So, like, what are we talking about? They just made Quinnen Williams the highest paid D tackle last
year. Their own
year.
Players.
Right.
Their own players.
Yeah, the ones that they paid and developed.
Yes.
It's the same criticism to me that Jerry Jones is getting.
Yeah, like, everybody's all over the Cowboys. They're doing nothing.
You
saw what who said it? The wide receiver,
CeeDee Lamb.
No, the former wide receiver. I can't think of his name.
Dez Bryant.
Dez said to Dak Prescott, "Get ready to take all the blame."
But the thing is,
the Cowboys aren't bringing anything to make you better.
Okay, who's the highest paid receiver? It's like $28 million. You got to pay Jerry Jones got to pay $60 million for a quarterback. Mm-hmm. He got to pay $32 million for a DN, pass rusher. And he got to pay $28 million for a receiver. You wouldn't be shopping either if you knew you had to spend that money.
But they don't
you understand what I'm
back.
Saying? Like CeeDee Lamb is about to become the highest paid. Then the reason, only reason I think CeeDee Lamb ain't agreed on a deal yet because he's trying to see what Justin Jefferson get. Because he's trying to set he's trying to compare notes. Like, all right, no. It's like, who want to go first? Nope. You go first. Nope. You go first.
That's true.
When you get paid. So, like, same thing with the Jets. Like, they did such a good job last year. The defense is solid. They don't have to get nothing on defense.
Wait. You can't say they did such a good job last year when you know that their offensive line was substandard.
With their signings. Like, they didn't have to go super big because they thought Becton was going to go back to maybe his rookie form. And he didn't. And Bear Tucker got hurt. That wasn't last year.
They had a Lincoln Thomas. They tried to address. He didn't do very well either.
Right. And they got rid of his ass. They admitted their mistake.
Yeah. But that's a really, really important part of the team when you get a guy like Aaron Rodgers. You can't get that wrong.
Aaron Rodgers told you we were straight. Dwayne Brown came back, right? He played well the year before, had the surgeries. So what I'm saying is it was optimism there because you had Dwayne Brown. You thought Becton was going to get back to form at right tackle, Vera Tucker. That's not – and Langton Thomas.
I don't think they did a good job last year, Bart. You could blame Rodgers for some of this because of Lazard and because of
Randall
Cobb.
It's because you blame
Rodgers. You could blame him for some of it.
You blame him because he got hurt. Because I think – nobody knew Dwayne Brown was only going to play one game, right? He had played well the year before.
You know what we're doing? Though we're going in circles, and we have more to get to. So let's not keep doing
you got
this.
Me out here like Marcus Houston. Got me going in circles.
Kirk Cousins really believes in the Atlanta Falcons. That's why he chose to go there.
And I really believe, as I looked around at opportunities for me in free agency, that when a coach told me this when I was a young player in the league, a coach I have a lot of respect for, he said, when the owner, general manager, head coach, and quarterback are on the same page, that's when you really have a chance to go win a Super Bowl. And as I looked at the Atlanta Falcons, I believe strongly that the owner, head coach, general manager, and quarterback can all be on the same page. And that's exciting for me. And so that's why I'm thrilled to be here.
Now, you know what, Bart? You know what he just described?
The Jets.
Yes. I feel better.
So now we go.
You have a chance.
Because he said he listened to the coach now, but was he not listening to coach before? Because he only won one playoff game. He came close to winning the Super Bowl.
A great coach I played for. Yeah, he wouldn't name him, though. All right, what set me off today, Bart? What set me off today
It's the Gerrit Cole pinstripe report.
So, and I actually wanted to have him on the show. I thought about it, and then I'm like, it'll only put me in a worse mood, and then you'll enjoy it too much. So, 7 a.m. this morning on ESPN, our good friend Buster Olney puts up a column, and the simple headline is, what's next for Yankees after Gerrit Cole's injury news? So, let's first get the latest from Aaron Boone. This is from Yes Network yesterday on the severity of Gerrit Cole's injury.
There's still more to go, so I don't really have anything for you yet. When we have it all, and then I'll let you guys know. But as of now, it's still, still going through the test phase and all the different people weighing in.
Well, so the New York Post not only had the report that it's going to be a month to 2 months that he'll be out, they also had a photographer find Gerrit Cole getting off a plane at LAX, which of course means that's where he is going to get that in-person meeting with the doctor to check out his elbow and see exactly what the problem is and what needs to be done from there. They don't believe that there's damage. What the concern is that there's something that is causing him to feel fatigue in that arm and they want to get ahead of it. Still, if it's 1 to 2 months, now you're like, okay, you're starting the season with some issues. So Buster Olney then goes through what are the options, because what they have right now is Nestor Cortez and Carlos Rodon, Marcus Stroman, and Clark Schmidt. And so what do you do from there? And so here's now where, as a Yankees fans believe, well, the Yankees spend. You go out and spend to fix the problem. In fact, as Buster points out, when Aaron Boone blew out his ACL all those years ago in 2004, it was Brian Cashman who said, don't say anything, because if that goes public, everybody will know, and we lose our leverage to make any moves to replace you. And Boone did exactly that. And so what did Cashman do? But he went out and got Alex Rodriguez. And the rest is history.
So we're going to go get A-Rod.
So, as Buster only points out, there are proven veterans still unsigned, most notably Blake Snell. And also former Yankee Jordan Montgomery. But here's what Buster only said that pretty much set me off. But the price the Yankees would pay for an expensive free agent, especially for only a few weeks without Cole, rather than a half season or more, makes this extremely unlikely. And that's all you need to know. Because after reading that, with the knowledge that Dylan Cease, who they could have traded for, was already traded now, and he's with the Padres.
He over there with Doke.
So now you are left with, there's nothing left at this point. What he's throwing out names like Shane Bieber. He's giving you names of play. You're like, none of this really seems to suggest that the Yankees are going to do anything. And then you look at like Luis Gil, who had a great outing against the Phillies, against their main players. And he's somebody that they acquired a couple of years ago. He's still coming back from Tommy John, but he threw really well, and they're excited, and they're thinking, well, maybe they can use him here in this role. And so it just feels like the Yankees are running on ice right now from last year to this year, and that's a frustration because what you're used to with the Yankees is just always being the best, or at least among the best. And it just feels like injuries have derailed this team the last couple of years and also really bad decision-making. So
you didn't even mention Judge.
What do I have to mention about Judge?
I'm just saying his tummy. He tum-tum hurt.
Well, he's supposed to be back in the lineup Saturday, right, in 2 days. So he'll be fine, which is good. But the Cole thing is concerning, but more concerning is the fact that they're just going to go with what they got.
Gerrit Cole was the one guy that you couldn't lose. They're going to have to try and beat people with offense.
With offense, yeah. And early in the season, a lot of times that does happen because the pitching isn't where the offense usually is at the start of the year.
Bullpens have to do play a lot bigger role.
And they do, too. They do, too. All right, well, that's Audio Files. 800-919-3776 is the number. And so, yeah, like I guess I've reached that point, Bart, where I'm just tired of all of our teams locally and all we talk about are injuries. It just sucks the air out of a season. It sucks the anticipation out of the season. It just, like, come on. Can we just get into something without suddenly, nope. Like, you call me a wet blanket. How about every time you feel like you're about to start a promising season, the rug is pulled out from under you every freaking time. Can somebody just have a healthy season and just be great? Been too long, and I'm getting tired of it.
We got the Liberty.
Yeah, there you go.
We got the Rangers, man.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, playoffs are starting soon on the hockey side.
They healthy, right?
Yeah, they are healthy. But again, when you start talking hockey, then they tell you to stop. And that pisses me off, too. You want to piss me off more? Tell me that. Yeah, let's talk hockey. No, you can't. FanDuel's putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season because right now new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types, including quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Allen to make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 and older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey everybody, the time is almost here to join Michael K. Show live. Big E's broadcast tomorrow starting at 3 p.m. at the Rutherford, a rooftop restaurant on 33rd Street across from Madison Square Garden. There'll be plenty of ESPN swag giveaways and a chance to score Big East tournament tickets. See Michael K. Show live with special guests, Big East guests at the Rutherford on 33rd tomorrow starting at 3 p.m. Brought to you by Sam Adams, Truly Hard Seltzer, Schweppes, and Nissan. We're going to tile off a little bit and we'll be right back after these messages.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Remember when Aaron Rodgers said one of the keys for the Jets this offseason was to make sure they get rid of all the outside distractions? Yes, the Aaron Rodgers, same guy whose name is being floated as a possible VP candidate. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, the guys talked with Rich Cimini about the limiting distractions from Aaron Rodgers.
It's a hypocritical comment for sure. I mean, I was standing about 10 feet away from him when he made that comment, and I applauded it at the time, but because it's a leader taking charge, you know, and coming out and, you know, laying down the law, so to speak. But here we are, you know, a few months later, and he seems to be violating his own edict. So, yeah, I think the first opportunity we get to talk to him, which probably won't be until May in OTAs, that's going to be one of the first questions I ask. And he'll probably say something like he wasn't even in the building. It was on his own time. So that would probably be his answer. But yeah, I think it's a fair criticism of him right now, given what he said.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.